Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And welcome to InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor here in Washington, D.C. Again, this is like 2 weeks in a row now. Doesn't typically happen that way. I'm usually out on the road, but there's been a lot going on up here in D.C. And it's still technically Thanksgiving weekend, so spend a little time here in my home studio, which is kind of nice every once in a while. But, you know, as you guys know, many of you know anyway, I sort of just riff on this show. I don't have a script. There's never been a script. I don't read off of anything at all. I read stats and figures, but I pretty much just say what I want to say when I want to say it and make the producers' lives a living hell for that reason. But listening to this intro on Somalia, listening to this report of the rampant multi-billion dollar fraud going on there in Minnesota of taxpayer funds at the hands of Somali immigrants who shouldn't be here to begin with should enrage literally everybody. It shouldn't matter if you're right or left. These are people that come into the country and on average, per person, over their lifetimes, cost the United States taxpayer $1 million each. $1 million each. And it's not even just that. They're stealing more money from the taxpayers that they're clearly not entitled to. And much of it has been found to go back to Somalia, to Al-Shabaab, which is a foreign terrorist organization. Now, of course, the Democrats are continuing to defend this. And, you know, we'll talk about that more later on in the show. Of course, you have that severely retarded guy, Tim Walz, that is running cover for this fraud that's going on out there constantly. And he had an appearance on Sunday morning talk shows this morning. Making me lose brain cells as I listened to him. But in the meantime, obviously, a lot of things happened over the past week in D.C. alone with the unfortunate terrorist attack by Afghan nationals, by an Afghan national, on two National Guard troops. And I'm sure he would have taken out more had he had the opportunity to do so. One of them, Sarah Beckstrom, has passed away, unfortunately. And, I mean, it's just an absolute heinous attack, just blocks from where I'm at right now. I could hear all of the emergency sirens. I knew something was wrong. And I ended up running in that direction to go to the scene because I knew something really, really bad was going on down there. And it absolutely was really, really bad. Beautiful procession throughout the city, and we'll get more into this later on in the show, where we actually, I talked to a resident that was standing outside watching this procession, breaking down in tears, thanking the National Guard for what they're doing for the city and for the children, and hoping to bring this city back from the pit of hell that it's been in for years and years at this point. But beforehand, I want to introduce our guests today. We have TJ Roberts, state representative from the state of Kentucky, and a lawyer as well. TJ, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me on, Nick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and so we've seen these two massive stories over the past week about, obviously, the attack in D.C. by an Afghan national that should never have even been here. As well as the Somalis out in Minnesota that never should have been here as well. And there have been calls going back quite a long time to denaturalize and deport people like Ilhan Omar would be a great poster child for this, for denaturalizing and deporting, committing immigration fraud, allegedly to even be here in the first place and get her citizenship. Why is that not happening? Why are we not seeing any denaturalization proceedings? I believe that has to originate at the DOJ, correct?
It does, yes. There's two ways for denaturalization to occur. There's civil denaturalization, and then there's criminal. And they're both quite broad. When you have immigration fraud, you have various felonies committed. There's broad latitude of the federal government to initiate denaturalization proceedings on this, and it's something that needs to be considered drastically at this point, because we're looking at an existential threat to our nation, where there is a member of Congress who has made it abundantly clear that her priorities are keeping Somalia first and not America first. So it's something that does need to proceed. It's just a matter of it's difficult. It's bureaucratic as can be. It would have to go through the judicial process, but it's absolutely a viable thing that can be done, and frankly, it should be done.
If you can't denaturalize somebody that is openly saying that they are fighting for Somalia, for a foreign nation, and they're still pledging allegiance to that foreign nation, and talks about how much they miss that foreign nation, then who can you denaturalize? I mean, not to mention her immigration fraud part.
Right. I mean, it's now abundantly clear the records have come out. She married her brother as part of the immigration issue. You can't do that. It's illegal in all 50 states. So, Ilhan Omar is a prime candidate for immigration fraud charges. There's criminal charges to be filed under this. There's civil proceedings that can be done. And that's the point. If we can't do that to this individual, it sends a message that no amount of fraud will ever be enough for this system to do the right thing and actually enforce its immigration laws.
Yeah, and this is something that tens of millions of people, or 70 plus million people, voted for in 2024 was mass deportations and denaturalizations of people that should have never been given citizenship. I mean, does the oath of allegiance to the United States, does that mean nothing anymore? Is that just empty words? You just have to say them and that's it? You don't have to actually mean anything by it?
Nick, I'll be level with you. As long as dual citizenship is legal, the oath to loyalty to the United States means nothing because you'll never have a situation where every country is aligned 100% of the time. Citizenship is an oath of loyalty to that nation's interests above the interests of every other nation on the planet. And it truly means nothing if we are still allowing people to have the interests of foreign nations above that of America's. When I was sworn into office in Kentucky, I took an oath to the US Constitution and to the Kentucky Constitution. I did not take an oath to Somalia's interests. I did not take an oath to any foreign nation's interests. I took an oath to defend America and especially Kentucky. And on the mass deportations issue, this is something that states need to be getting more involved with. I'm introducing legislation in January to require implementation of the 287G task force model so we can actually continue with deporting criminal illegal immigrants in Kentucky and provide a good force multiplier to ICE. And we need to get on this. Every state needs to get on this because, frankly, we are at a point where we are going to lose our sovereignty through mass migration.
I think we're well on our way to already doing so. And you see, Elon Musk said just yesterday that any violation of the oath of citizenship should result in deportation. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know anybody that truly loves this country, that is a true patriot, that would disagree with this statement.
No, it's common sense. It's the most basic principle that if you're going to be here, you are going to obey our laws. You are going to keep your loyalty to us. This is one of the most fundamental principles. If we are not enforcing that, what else are we not enforcing? That's one of those big issues that we need to address is that if you are going to come here, and by the way, I support a full moratorium on all immigration until every illegal immigrant who is admitted under Biden is deported. But if we are going to let someone in, at the very least, we should demand their loyalty to this nation.
Yeah, and I mean, look, at this point, you've got I didn't even realize we were still bringing in immigrants from the third world. They just now put a moratorium on that, it seems like. They are putting a hold on claims. I don't know a single Somali, and I haven't been able to find anybody that can name a single Somali that has ever done anything to benefit our country. I don't care what benefits them. I don't care what benefits Somalia. I can't find anything that's benefited our country so far by bringing these people in here, besides the fact that they are burning through our hard-earned tax dollars. I think that's the only thing that I know that they're doing, and obviously creating a bunch of problems out in Minnesota. But I'm going to hold you over, TJ, till the next segment here, because I want to talk about Donald Trump's order terminating all of Joe Biden's auto pen orders. Stay right
We
here.
have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, procardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And then you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theultramethylenestore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the Methylene Blue bare minimum at thealexjonesstore.com.